Hi, Dancer. Jess here.
Welcome to the new and improved podcast from The Whole Dancer. I am so thrilled that you're here, and I hope to give you some insight and inspiration when it comes to finding a more balanced approach to food, your body, dance, and life. Really covering all those bases of what can help you feel whole as you pursue dance. Now, I would love for you to subscribe to the podcast so that you get an alert every single time there's a new episode, and leave a review so that your friends will be more likely to find The Whole Dancer too. Thanks for being here.
Let's get started. Hi, dancers. Jess here. I am excited for this little coffee talk that I'm also going to record for the podcast. So if you prefer to listen to the podcast, you can always just hold off and wait for that. I attempted to record this coffee talk yesterday, and then it got deleted by Instagram, which is always fun when that happens. I have on coffee talk, I kind of have some meandering topics, some randomness, not super focused necessarily. You kind of get my stream of consciousness thought process in a coffee talk. So I do have a little bit of an agenda. I wrote down a few things and I'm going to speak on them. But I think coffee talk is also a great opportunity for you all to ask questions. So if you have anything you'd like me to touch on, all things dancer wellness, nutrition, finding balance with your dance pursuits, mindset coming up around auditions, anything like that, feel free to chime in the comments or chat and ask me a question. Getting started, I wanted to talk about something that came up for one of my clients, and we talked about it yesterday. So as the weather is changing, it is very likely that your food preferences are also going to change. A lot of the time when dancers get into a good, habit with food, or they're feeling good about the food choices, you feel like, oh, these things are working for me. Well, a couple of things can happen. Sometimes you stick to those foods and you don't necessarily switch it up at all. And the other thing that can happen is when the seasons change, and generally, we have different preferences in colder weather, you might not be so keen on changing your food choices. But I am going to recommend that you give some changes consideration. When the weather turns colder, it's much less likely that you'll be interested in having smoothies and salads and cold foods. And you will likely be much more interested in having warmer foods, soups, warm dishes. And it's very good to give yourself the time and space to explore that. So as the weather changes, ask yourself what other foods you might want to incorporate into your eating plan and how you might do it in ways that feel good. The best way to figure out what is going to work for you is to experiment and to try some things and to take note of how you actually feel. You can't skip that part. A lot of the time we will try something and or change something up and not necessarily pay any attention to how the change makes us feel. And then you don't really get a very clear picture of whether it is something that will serve you or not. Also, a lot of the time, a day of changing something is not going to give you as clear a picture as if you were to give yourself a few days or a week of some changes and to notice how those changes make you feel. If ever you're looking for support in making food shifts in a balanced and easy way, that is the kind of thing that I'd love for you to reach out to me about, and we could have a coaching consultation call and see if that kind of support would serve you. Okay, that is my number one thing on my agenda, food changes in colder weather. Next is auditions. And I sent out an email this morning to the Whole Dancer email list. So if you're on there, you already received it. But it was about the emails that we send during audition season and just how important they are. I think that dancers really fixate on your videos and your photos, and those things are incredibly important and they should not be neglected or overlooked, or, you know, you of course should be putting your best into those However, do not neglect the emails that you write in audition season. And I've said this before and I'll say it again, because even though I've said it so many times, I still get dancers coming to me and saying, wait, Jess, really? That email is supposed to be a cover letter? Yeah. So the email that you write when you send your photos and your video and your resume, a lot of times dance companies don't ask for a separate cover letter. So the body of that email is a cover letter. I'm going to say it one more time. The body of the email that you write that has your audition photos and videos and resume is a cover letter. So in that cover letter, you should be writing about who you are and what job you are applying for and what you have to offer as a dancer and what it is about that specific dance company that appeals to you. And you should be tooting your own horn a little bit and talking up your skills and what you have to offer. So if you are not writing that email as a cover letter, make sure that you write yourself reminders that you have to do that. Why? You might be like, why? They just care about my dancing. They just care about how my photos look. Well, the email is going to convey to them that you are a mature candidate for the role. By writing a coherent and thoughtful and intentional email, they are going to say, wow, this person is ready for an apprentice position, or this person is ready for a core spot based on their experiences and based on the maturity that I can get about them from this email. And in this morning's email to the Whole Dancer email list, I also talked about another email that I have my audition coaching clients send after they get invited to a company class audition. And this email I'm going to talk about at Sunday's workshop, and this is a little bit of a cliffhanger for you. So if you are thinking about attending Sunday's workshop, come on Sunday, even if it's just for this information. But I'm going to share with you an email that you should write after you get invited to a company class audition that will help increase your odds of getting a job. It will help you save money through the audition process, and it will just help you go into that situation feeling much more confident. It's a really important email, and it's one that most dancers don't write for fear of what are they going to think? What are they going to assume about me? Does it not look professional to write this email? But I will share on Sunday how to write this follow-up email after you get invited to company class audition that will give you a true leg up on the other people who might be considered in that process. It will give you an opportunity to have more information going into it. And as I say to every dancer I work with who's working through injury, information is what is going to help us take steps forward in a very confident and self-assured way. Information is gold. It's so valuable to you. So come to Sunday's workshop. It is a free audition success workshop, and I will share what email that special email that I have my clients write after they get invited to company class auditions that, like I said, can save you money, save you time, save you, energy expended into that process. And it's just a big, important thing that can help. I'm going to say something else about email because now I'm on an email tangent. When you go through auditions, I want you to delete emails from your phone. Delete your email from your phone. Okay? And here's why. When we are in the audition process, we're doing lots of things with email. We're sending lots of emails to companies. We are, hoping to receive emails telling us that we've been invited to auditions, et cetera, et cetera. And when you have email on your phone and you're checking it constantly, which is what my clients do during audition season, because I didn't tell them to do this last season, but I will tell them to do it this season. When you're checking your email constantly, well, look, when you check it and you get nothing, you're going to be let down. When you check it and you get an email, if it's a rejection, you're going to be let down. If you check it and you get an email and it's an invite, or some kind of request for more information, you might feel the impulse to respond right away from a place of emotion and need and desperation. Oh God, not desperation. Yeah, desperation. So delete email from your phone during audition season so that you can have the time and space to truly tune into your emails when you're at home, when you're calm, when you're not in the middle of rehearsals, because you don't want to detract from what you're currently trying to do and trying to do well. You want to check those emails when you can actually be present and not respond to them from an emotional place. And, you know, I'll say too, there's no emails you're going to get during the audition process. They're going to be so urgent that you have to respond within hours or minutes or anything like that. You know, you should have days. That being said, once you're home, you should be checking your email during audition season at least every day, once a day. But like I said, if you're somebody who gets obsessed and starts checking emails incessantly, then I want you to delete email from your phone. And this is partly because I did this myself. I deleted email from my phone, and like this whole new sense of freedom came for me. I love that separation from the work that comes with email, and it gives me this like real nice space in my life. And I think that it's really going to help you through the audition process as well. I can't think of any downsides. If you can think of any downsides, let me know. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about today, as I said, coffee talk is somewhat meandering and random, is body changes. And I've talked about this a lot. Actually, I did a recent podcast episode on your body changing and accepting that your body will change. But I had a conversation with a client this week who is working back from an injury, and she's worried that her body is going to continue to change as she gets back in to full-time class and rehearsals and everything. But you know, she's worried that her body will change in ways she does not want it to. And a couple of things I'll say about this. Your body is always changing, and there's going to be some times when it changes because of those adjustments in your movement schedule. Those changes are very unlikely to be anything extreme or super noticeable to anyone but you. Now, extreme changes in our bodies might happen through puberty. That can feel like a very different body for you when you're going from a child's body to an adult body, right? Like those are pretty big feeling changes. And then the only other time really that we might go through extreme changes is if we're doing something extreme with our food or our movement practice. And the other thing is if something significant is happening for you from a health perspective. And if the big change is happening for you in body and you're noticing that, please, please, please see a doctor. Please make sure that you get checked out. We shouldn't expect that our bodies are going to change in extreme ways if things are mostly staying the same for us. If we are, like I said, if we're doing extreme things, then yes, extreme things may happen to our bodies, or our bodies may change in extreme ways. But otherwise, if you're in a balanced place with food, if you are focused on eating consistently and eating throughout the day and covering your macronutrient bases and covering your micronutrient bases and getting the caloric and nutrient density that you need to perform your best, your body is not likely to change significantly during these times. And if you're having a fear around this, make sure that you find support. And that might be support through a therapist if you feel like you're truly in disordered eating territory. Or it might be with someone like me if it's a feeling like, oh, I think I can get a handle on this. I'm just struggling right now. And then we would work together to help you find that space to get back to a balanced place, or to establish a balanced place if you feel like things have been out of balance for a period of time. But to accept and know that your body is going to change, but it's unlikely to be extreme, can help empower you in the body process, right? In feeling good in your body. You can feel empowered in that. And I like to say too, you know, dancers can feel in control of their instrument without it being a disordered thing. And that's not about being restrictive, and that's not about being, you know, obsessively controlled in a way that you cannot let go of, but it's in feeling empowered and knowing I am very aware of what works for my body, and therefore I am able to stay in a place of knowing that I can care for my body so that it performs its best. That happens when we prioritize our health. That happens when we prioritize how we feel in our bodies over how our bodies look. And that can be a scary thing as well. But it's a trust that I think sometimes dancers need some time to come around to. And I think that that's it for today's coffee talk. As I mentioned, I will share this as a podcast episode as well. So my connection may have been a little spotty on Instagram, but you can always give this a listen on the podcast. I'll upload it today. And finally, don't forget, come to Sunday's free, it's free, audition success workshop, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific. It is in like the middle of the night, 3 a.m. or no, 1 a.m. I guess, if you're in Europe. So if you're in Europe or other time zones where the workshop time does not work for you, please, please, please sign up anyway, and then you'll get access to a recording afterwards. If you can attend live, because that really is the best way to get the most out of the workshop and to really take in the information in the way that's going to be most impactful and will help you the most on your audition journey. All right, friends, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will catch you next time.